It's Menachem Goldberger wishing everybody a good Kibbench Tior and a Kasiva V'chasima Tova. As we make our way from Tavshin Ayin Tes to Tavshin Pei, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you and some Divrei Bracha. It says in Parshas Re'eh, Es HaBracha Asher Tishma'u. The Bracha is that you will listen. And the Meforshim ask, it seems like it should say, Im Tishma'u. The Netziv writes in the HaMekdovar that when Hashem Yisborach gives us a bracha, we have a responsibility to pay attention to that bracha and to see which mitzvos we can do with that bracha. We have to listen to the bracha that we just received from Hashem. So, l'mashal, if we have a new house, we have the mitzvah of mezuzah and mica. If we have new clothing, we have the mitzvah of tzniyus, of tzitzis, of shatness. So each time we get a bracha in our life, we have to pay attention to listen to the bracha. What can I do with this bracha? What mitzvah can I do with it to serve Hashem? Es ha-bracha asher tishma'u. One of the ways to look at the word shofar is that it's a lashon of l'shapir, which means to beautify. And the bracha is lishmoa kol shofar. And I think we can look at this in the same way, that anytime there's something beautiful in our lives, shofar, we have to listen to it, listen to its voice, listen to its sound. What can we do with it to serve Hashem? Lishmoa kol shofar, to listen to the voice of that which is beautiful in our lives. Secondly, it says in Parshas Kisavo, Perchavav Pasuk Yer Aleph, V'samachta b'chol ha'tov asher nasan l'cho Hashem elokecho l'veisecho. You should rejoice with all the good that Hashem has given to you and to your home. There's an inyan to be mechaber laila v'yom and yom v'laila, to join when night turns into day and when day turns into night with Torah and with tefillah. So learning at that time, davening at that time of transition is considered to be an important thing, a davar chashuv, brought down by the Mishnah Berura. The concept of joining two things and by trying to make a certain continuation, a hemshech, and it would seem to me to apply when we join one year with the coming year. This year, Tavshin Ayin Tes with Tavshin Pei. With what do we join them? I'd like to focus on this pasuk, V'samachta b'chol ha'tov asher nasan l'cho Hashem elokecha ulevesecha. There are many things in our lives that we could look at and say we're not satisfied with them. We could all make a list. But the truth is, if we made another list of all the brachos, the blessings that we have in our life, we'd be surprised as to how long and beautiful and rich that list is. So the way to be mechaber this year to next year is with besimcha and with gratitude, to take the gratitude from this year and bring it into the next year. What does that require? It requires listening to the beautiful things in our life. Once again, lishmoa kol shofar. Don't disregard it. We mustn't just set it aside or take it for granted, but rather to listen to the beauty in our lives, the brachos in our lives. Lishmoa kol shofar. And by joining this year to the next year with simcha, and with gratitude, we move into the next year, Bezras Hashem, as willing, hoping recipients of life and bracha, arichas yamim v'shanim, all good things, baruch nias uv'gashmias, lanu u'lecho Yisrael, ken yehi ratzon.